بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Once again, respected listeners, we welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for All. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the Hadith and Dua. And let us make intention, inshallah, in the beginning of this program, always, to focus on learning the Quran for the purpose of understanding the Quran and developing the khushu' in our salawat, developing the khushu' in our da'awat, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let this be inshallah our intention while we are learning the language. We are learning from Quran. That means we are not missing anything, inshallah, because many of the vocabs of the Quran are coming again and again. So, inshallah, our listeners and those who are following up with us in this program, they won't miss anything from the vocabs which you are learning and from the words which you are learning. In addition to that, we also having every second program, there is a general revision where we practice upon what we have learned. So you will get a chance, inshallah, to listen and benefit from that as well. Today is a general revision, the second program, general revision. That means you will be able to call in from the beginning of the program. You will be able to ask your questions or be asked some of the questions, practicing the Arabic language with us, inshallah. Call us directly, 011-854-1548. This is the number to dial, 011-854-1548. And inshallah, we will be taking your calls and also answer and give you some information about whatever we have learned from the past. Alright, so we're still waiting for your calls, 011-854-1548. Our students are welcomed, inshallah, to call in for the questions of Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'. We have a lesson also with us ready, and always we prepare the lessons even if there's no calls. We can also go with a lesson as well, so we'll be waiting for a few minutes and let's see inshallah if we have callers on hold. Right, my engineer is busy with that side. 011-854-1548. Okay. Always we say that for every language, when a person wants to learn any language, you should always make a note for yourself, and in this note you record and write down whatever you have to learn from vocabs, from important sentences and phrases. We have our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
216.
Kam darajatu ladayki? Kam darajatu?
مئة وواحد وخمسون.
You have 151 points. MashaAllah.
I don't know if it's right or it's not.
Yes, it's right. Okay.
Okay.
The first question for you is the Quran question.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, but I wasn't home. I missed about 10, 15 lessons.
Oh, mashallah. Okay, no problems. We will try, inshallah, to.
I became a great grandmother.
Mashallah, inshallah, bless you and accept from you, and Allah bless your grandchildren. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. All right, we'll give you some questions from the past as well, until you cover, inshallah, and follow up with us. بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله. What is the meaning of Anzal Allah?
Allah sent down.
Excellent, mashallah. Allah sent down. Anzal, yunzil. Anzal means to bring down or send down. Okay, that's good. And the word ghadab, do you know what's the meaning of ghadab? Ghadabullah.
Displeasure
or wrath or anger. And from this word we can take the adjective ghadban. Ghadban means angry. Ghadban or ghadib also. Ghadib means angry. So there is ghadban and ghadib. For female, ghadbana or ghadiba, which means angry. And the verb is يغضب or تغضب. يغضب for a male means to get angry, and تغضب for a female means to get angry. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the man came to him and said to him, أوصني, give me an advice, he said, لا تغضب. He said, أوصني, he said, لا تغضب. أوصني, لا تغضب means don't get angry. Because in anger, you can make some things that you regret later on. Alright, let's continue. So you got one point. Let's we're still in this first question, the Quran question. Now, the next word. وهو الحق مصدق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين. What is the meaning of the word لما تقتلون؟ لما تقتلون؟ It comes in the Quran. فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله؟ فلما؟
Without reason.
No.
I give you
the sentence from the beginning so that you can figure out the meaning from the context. It says وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله. It's a question, so you need to know what is this question. فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله.
Why do they?
Excellent, excellent. Tell you it's excellent. Continue. فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ.
They killed a prophet.
Excellent. That's it. So lima means
why do they?
Why lima means why? So you, it's not just لِمَاذَا. You can also question the shortcut of لِمَاذَا is lima.
Lima.
So just saying لِمَاذَا. That's fine, it means why, and there is lima which means why also. So yeah. Just lima. It's written lam and meem. Lam and meem. Under the lam there is a kasra, li. Then on top of the meem there is a fatha, small dash, so pronounce it ma. Lima means why. And it's different from lam. Lam means not.
Not, okay.
Yeah, so this is different from lam. Lam, not. It is a difference in the pronunciation here between the two words. Okay, so you got this one, correct? We'll give you 2 points for this question. Let's move on now to the next question, and this is the words of the dialogues, and it's important to understand the important dialogues or the common dialogues in Arabic or in any language so that you can speak this language. From the dialogues words here we are using, what is the meaning of the word al-as'ar? Al-as'ar. Al-as'ar ghaliya. Al-si'r rakhis. Kam al-si'r al-yawm?
Al-as'ar,
not azhar. Azhar is flowers. But I'm asking about as'ar. كم سعر هذا القميص؟ كم سعر كيلو اللحم اليوم؟
How much is it?
How much? You got it. How much? But what is the meaning of سعر or as'ar if you're going to use one word for it? كم السعر؟
Price,
yes. Al-as'ar is a prices, is plural. As'ar is a plural of si'r. Si'r is price, and as'ar is plural. It means prices. And there is also another word used for it in Arabic language, that is al-thaman. So there is thaman and si'r. So don't get confused here. I hope you write down, of those students who just joined us, or if you're not exposed to this word before, write down. Thaman means price, and si'r also means price. Thaman is tha, mim, noon. Si'r is also sin, ayn, ra. And the plural of thaman is athman, athman, alif, tha, mim, alif, noon. And the plural of si'r, as'ar, alif, sin, ayn, alif, ra. Right, excellent sister. Let's move on to the next word, and the meaning of the word jawab.
Jawab, answer.
An answer or reply.
Reply.
Another word, the word ذئب.
ذئب. ذئب is the wolf.
Wolf, ذئب. فأكله الذئب. Excellent. Let's, one last word, في الصباح.
In the morning.
In the morning. Excellent. Right. Now, the grammar question. This is the last question we're asking you. The grammar question. You got 2 points for this question, by the way. What is the singular? Singular and plural. You ready for that? Singular and plural. The singular of the word ثعابين.
Sorry?
The singular of the word ثعابين. مفرد ثعابين.
ثعابين. ثعاب.
No. ثعابين means snakes.
Snakes. Okay. Is not coming to bed. I know it.
ثعبان. Yes. ثعبان. ثعابين. Excellent. Yeah. Right. Another word. What is the singular of the word سمكة? Sorry, I gave you the singular already. Okay, let me give you the plural then. The plural of samaka?
Asmak.
Asmak or samak.
Yes.
Asmak or samak, correct. And the plural, the singular of malaiq. Malaiq. Say again?
Malik.
No, malaiq. Malaiq, you know, we eat with the malaiq. We eat using the malaiq. Malaiq is the spoons.
Oh, okay.
Mil'aqa, yes, that's it.
No.
Correct, excellent. You get another point here. So altogether it's 5 points for you. 2, 2, and 1. It's 5 points for you, student number 216. Now it's 256.
Shukran.
Sorry, 156. Jazakallah khair.
Shukran.
Alright, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Salamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
175. كم درجة لديك؟
I think it's 210. I'm going to make a mistake now, Sheikh. 210 و 210 و
In English first. 5. Yes.
5 و 20.
In English?
How do you say? 215 points?
It's not 20 there, it's... مئتين وخمسة
وخمسة و...
The 15 is what? 15 is blue, 15 is 5 and what? 5 and what?
5 and 10.
And 10. What's 10 in Arabic?
عشرة.
So now 5 and 10. Say 5 and 10 in Arabic. مئتين و
خمسة و عشرون.
Why عشرون? You said you just now said عشرة.
عشرة.
Say it again.
How do
you already said now that 15 means خمسة وعشرة.
وعشرة.
So it will be.
عشرون, isn't it?
Why you put عشرون if you just said خمسة وعشرة? Only 15 is خمسة وعشرة. خمسة وعشرة, we pronounce it together خمسة عشرة.
I don't know how to phrase that.
Yeah, that's it. 15. 15 is 15.
15.
Yeah, so now 215 is?
15.
No,
200.
215. Yeah, 215. Simple, very easy.
Oh,
you see?
I see, okay.
It's 200 is 200. And 15 is 15 in English. You say 15 is 5 and 10. So 15, 5 and 10, it's 15.
Oh,
and
we just removed the...
You get it?
Okay.
Even if you said 215, 215 is still accepted as well. So it's still understood.
All right. All right.
Anyway, let's move on to the questions.
Okay.
So what is 215?
Okay.
What's
215? 215.
Okay, and 213?
مئتين وثلاثة وعشرة.
Yeah, 213. Right, consider correct. You learned it now. You know, I had an intention that if you didn't answer correct, the 213, I will decrease you by 2 points. Right, let's move on now. The question from Surah Al-Baqarah, you didn't finish the surah. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا. What is the meaning of the word عَرَفُوا?
عَرَفُوا is to see.
It can be considered correct, but it's not see. See is yara, ra'a.
Oh, okay. Yara, okay, I see.
Ya'rif, from ya'rif, ma'rifah.
Understood.
Yes, it's understood also. It's closer, but not the proper one.
Not the proper one.
Yeah. Ya'rif, ana a'rif. Hal ta'rif hadha al-rajul? You can say, do you understand this man? Hal ta'rif hadha al-rajul?
Do you know this man?
Do you know? So what's the meaning of ta'rif?
to know.
To know or to recognize. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا
كَفَرُوا بِي.
Yeah, so the meaning is that when it came to them, that which they knew or recognized. Right, I consider it correct.
شكراً جزيلاً.
Moving on to the next question. ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم. What is the meaning of the word فريقا؟ فريق. الفريقين singular. Oh, sorry, the dual. فريقين أو فريقان. And the plural. فرق. فرق. تفترق أمتي. على 72 فرقة. فرقة فرقة فريق. ففريق في الجنة وفريق في النار في السعير. فريق means party.
A party. Party.
Okay, don't forget this one. ديارهم. What is the meaning of ديارهم?
ديارهم is amongst them.
No.
فريق
منكم من ديارهم. من ديارهم تظاهرون علي. ديارهم means ديار دار.
Home.
دار yes ديارهم.
جي.
So ديارهم yes their homes. ديارهم their homes. ديار means ديار means homes.
Homes.
And the single of it is
ديار.
دار.
Oh, dar.
Dar. The singular of dar is dar.
Dar.
Okay, we'll need to focus more on the singular and plural here. Okay.
Inshallah.
You get 1 point for this question.
Shukran.
Let's move on to the dialogues. The dialogues words.
Okay.
What is the meaning of the word tawaffa? Tawaffa.
Fatawaffa.
Tawaffahu Allah. Tawaffa al-yawm ila rahmatillah. Fulan ibn Fulan. يتوفى.
To recognize.
No. فلما توفاه الموت. توفاه.
To die.
To die. يتوفى جي. Means to die. تاء واو فاء أن مقصورة نصنا. فأني what about يدفن?
To be buried.
To be buried. And what about okay. مقبرة?
قبر.
قبر.
قبرستان.
In English is what?
كبر.
In English.
قبر.
It's Arabic. Qabr, Maqbara, Qabristan.
Grave.
These are grave, yes. In English is grave. You know Arabic more than English now, mashallah. All right.
Inshallah.
One last word. What is the meaning of the word Azab?
Punishment.
Excellent. Now, I'm giving you singular and plural since we are focusing on that.
Okay.
A grammar question. What is the singular of the word Absar?
Basar.
Basar, wonderful. Qulub.
Qalb.
Kilab.
Kilab.
Kilab. An animal.
Kilab. I'm trying to.
You know the dogs?
A dog. Oh, kalb.
Kalb, not kalb. Kalb, say?
Kalb.
Yes, kalb.
Kalb is dog. Okay.
Yeah, kalb. And heart is?
Qalb.
Qalb. And dog is?
Kalb.
Excellent. You get the 1 point for this one. So altogether it's 4 points for you, student number 175.
Shukran.
Now it's 219.
Shukran.
Don't forget your marks, huh?
Right.
Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Next caller.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Man anti? 50. Student number 1 in the highest marks, mashallah. Kam darajatul ladayki?
Mietan, I think arba wa arba wa what is it now? Ishrun.
Mietan?
Mietan.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm not sure.
In English is?
I think it's 224. I'm not
223.
Then
Salasa wa 223. 223. Correct. The first question. The question says, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. وما الله بغافل عما يعملون. What is the meaning of the word غافل؟ غافل يغفل. The verb.
I'm guessing it's you know you sort of you don't remember or you just you know.
MashaAllah, very close.
You're
trying to explain it, but you don't have an English word for that.
Right word for it,
someone
yes.
who doesn't remember something is not worried about something.
Something lost, or you know, you don't remember. Well, I can't remember how to say it. But
you can't remember.
But it is.
Ghafil is what? Yaghfal. Ghafil.
To forget? No, I don't think it's to forget.
To forget is yansa.
Yeah, no, it's.
Ghafil is unaware.
Unaware, see something like
yes,
that.
Yes, unaware or heedless. Ghafil, unaware or heedless. Allah is not unaware of what they are doing. Okay, let's now move to the next one. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ يُخَفَّف.
Fear.
Sorry? يَخَافْ is fear. But this is يُخَفَّف. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. فلا يخفف عنهم. لا يخفف negates what لا negates what comes after it from verb. It's a present tense verb. يخفف. لا يخفف. خفيف.
No.
خفيف means light. خفيف means light. Not the light, the candle. No, light means the opposite of heavy is خفيف. Write it down. خا فا يا فا خفيف. And يخفف means to it will not be lightened. It will not be light. It will be heavy. Okay. So يخفف means to be lightened.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on. The next word. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل. What does it mean of من بعده?
After him.
From after him. Okay. أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم. What does it mean of استكبرتم? استكبرتم.
Proudness or.
Yes. استكبرتم means you acted in an arrogant way.
Arrogant.
Alright. One point for this question. The next question is the dialogues. And what is the meaning of the word نظافة?
Cleanliness.
ممنوع التدخين.
No smoking.
طبيب.
Doctor.
فلاجة.
فلاجة is gosh, I know. Is that a farmer?
No.
No, no, no.
Farmer is فلاح. This is ثلاجة. نضع الماء في الثلاجة.
Fridge or?
Fridge. Yeah. Yes, fridge. Correct. Okay. You get
2 points.
2 points, yeah. The previous one, you didn't have any point.
1 point.
You got 1 point, so it's 3 points. Now the grammars, and we're focusing on singular and plural. What is the singular of ayyam?
Yom.
Kalimat.
Kalima.
Kalima. Bilad.
Balad.
Excellent, sister. MashaAllah. 1 point for this as well. So 4 points for you. You are student number 50, and you get 227.
Jazakallah
khairan. Assalamu alaikum. I think we don't have any other calls because there is 1 minute to go for the news. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al Arabiyyah lil Jami'. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.